This is Richard with this week's Before Breakfast. As I'm recording this, I just got back from spending a few hours at the Espies Farm with the Heritage Group from First Presbyterian. And right up front, I want to thank Daniel and Debbie and Ned and Joe for their amazing hospitality. It was a beautiful, brisk day. We gathered in the barn to eat. There was a wood-burning stove helping to warm up the place a bit. As many of you know, the barn is really something, part active woodworking shop, part gathering space for groups like ours, part museum. The walls are covered with tools, some I imagine still functional and some from another age. All sorts of antiques and artifacts, maps and stained glass windows fill the space. We gathered at tables together, shared lunch, and talked about the stuff you talk about around tables. How long you've lived in Hickory, the weather, books you've read, what sports teams you pull for, Hickory's crazy street system. As I sat and watched the barn buzzing, I thought to myself how good it is, how right for us to be together. Something special, something important happens when we gather together. We know this, but it's good to be reminded. One of the worst things COVID did to us over the last few years was cause us to be separated, socially distanced from one another. And one of its lingering effects is that some of us are still wary of gathering together, understandably so. And some of us are just out of the habit. We've gotten used to going it on our own and traveling in smaller circles. But there's something that happens when we gather together that can't happen any other way. You remember Jesus said, "When two or more are gathered in my name, I'm there also." Two or more. It takes a gathered community, even a small one, for the miracle to happen. Emil Durkheim was a sociologist of religion around the turn of the 20th century, and he talked about collective effervescence. That's collective, meaning when we're gathered together, and effervescence, meaning vibrancy, vitality, life. He meant that there are experiences that are only available to us when we're together. Experiences of joy and transformation that you just can't find on your own. We all know that watching the game on TV is not the same as being in the stands feeding off the crowd. We all know listening to a concert online is not the same as being in the room where you can feel the energy crackling in the air. Something happens when we're all together. So this is my pitch for you to find your way back to church if you haven't yet. I'm so glad we can make digital offerings available, and I hope you take advantage of those. But I also hope, if you're able, you gather together with us for worship, for friendship, for service, whether in the building or out on the farm or anywhere else in our community. Come be with us. Feel the joy and transformation of community. Come experience some collective effervescence. We need you. And you need it. Have a good week, and I hope to see you soon.